Thank you, Madam Chairperson. My name is Marina Massaguer Comas, and I'm here on behalf of the Fundació IRLA to talk about linguistic rights of Catalan speakers and, by extension, of the speakers of minoritized languages. Specifically, I'll focus on linguistic rights in the digital sphere and in social media. For structural reasons, minoritized languages are often excluded from the digital sphere, and consequently, their speakers do not have the same opportunities to generate access and access digital content on their own language. The causes of this discrimination are multiple. The market in these languages cannot compete with the market in the dominant languages, neither in terms of demographics nor in terms of political, economic, or cultural power. However, digital minoritization is not just a matter of market size. Creators of content in Catalan and other minoritized languages often receive comments with attacks, mockery, and hate speech. These creators fear that using their own language will generate conflict, or simply fear being ignored and belittled simply for not using a dominant language. That is why we make the following recommendations to protect the rights of linguistic minorities in the digital sphere. Promote the creation of digital spaces so that speakers of minority languages can generate and consume content in their language. Give visibility to minority languages in search engines. Find ways to make the creation of digital content in minority languages profitable. Pursue and penalize attacks on content creators due to language. If we want to maintain linguistic diversity, we need to implement positive action to promote minority languages in the digital sphere. It is a matter of linguistic justice.